USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19, as the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Jirwa is a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K through 12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of their Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective, without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval by the end of the week. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany credited President Trump's Operation Warp Speed with getting two vaccines developed in under a year. She tells Fox News it's another example of the president's work ethic.
We have this saying in the White House, do it in Trump time. What that means is do it faster than expected. You know, Dr. Fauci said this could take up to 18 months. What did this president do? Fastest vaccine in American history. And it wasn't just found by the end of the year. It was produced in advance, where 40 million vulnerable Americans will have a vaccine by the end of the year. That is what we call Trump time. Andrew Cuomo might be unable to recognize it, but that's what hard work, ingenuity, and a businessman and back there behind me in the West Wing does for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the hand recount in the state of Georgia wraps up, more uncounted votes are found in a third county. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The recount taking place in Georgia, officials again discovered thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election. In addition to Floyd County, Fayette County uncovered 2,755 votes that were not included in the initial count. Election official Gabriel Sterling said again, human error. White House press secretary tells Fox, a third county is now reporting similar irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks slid late Wednesday with all three major indices giving back gains at the bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 344 points, the S&P 500 fell 41 points, and the Nasdaq lost 97. The New York Mets will be without superstar second baseman Robinson Cano for the entire 2021 season. Major League Baseball announced Wednesday that Cano had tested positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug, resulting in Cano's second PED suspension. Cano missed 80 games in 2018 while he was with the Seattle Mariners. Cano will also forfeit his salary for the year, missing out on a $24 million payday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.